That's Rav, work above reason. What is above reason? Above our opinion, our reason, which is in the will to receive, in our egos. This is why we think and feel and define everything opposite to the Creator. And even this oppositeness, what is it from? We don't know, but it is opposite. Not like it is in the Creator. In order to come to the same thought, the same direction, the same attitude, the same outlook like with the Creator, we need to come to a state that's called faith above reason. What does that mean? That we need to rise above our reason. We can come close to that by being in inclusion with our friends in the group, and to the extent that we try to disconnect from ourselves, each from himself, and to incorporate in the group, accordingly, we come to a closeness to the reason of the Creator, which thinks and feels and accepts it, receives it in a way that towards us is as above reason, faith above reason. That's his reason, but for us it's above our reason. Therefore, in order to understand how this is, we need to incorporate with the friends in the group and ask the Creator to give us the ability to emerge above our intellects, above our feelings, and rise above them, above our reasons, and come to the second degree, another one, and see the world in the light of bestowal and not in the light of reception. Not in the light of the will to receive, but in the light of the will to bestow. And then we will understand how the Creator thinks, how the Creator understands, how it is to be in a degree above the human degree. That's what we need to acquire. That perception, that degree, as we are coming to it this way, with our efforts of being in faith above reason, it's called the upper world, the next world, the spiritual world, the eternal world. That's what we should aspire for, and to try to enter that perception. Everything is before us. Everything is within our grasp. We just need to make the efforts as the Kabbalists tell us. Actually, the whole Torah, the whole wisdom of Kabbalah, everything that was given to us, why we're born in this degree, why we are in this state, in this life, in this feeling of the perception of reality called this life, is also that from it we will rise to the degree of above reason, to the degree of the world of bestowal. So let's see how from all our states we can come closer more and more. We all remember that known article, there's none else besides him. That's how we need to believe that every single state that we're in, this state comes only from the upper force, from the Creator, only. which is why we need to accept it in a way that has no resistance, in agreement, and to try to be in great joy. As it is written, that even after great scare, when the sword is laying on his neck, he shouldn't be give up on mercy. That in every single state, that the Creator always means for the good of a person. And the good of a person is by giving him all these states, so that a person will try to decide that every single state he gets comes from the Creator, and that he wants to see the hand of the Creator in it. Which is why this is called that we need to take upon ourselves the burden of the kingship of the heaven. And this is the first degree, the beginning of defining, deciding on the spiritual state that a person needs to define each moment. And even though he is in states that are, as Rabash is describing for us here, between heaven and earth, and confused and not knowing anything and having nothing to grip onto, he does have something to grip onto. Specifically, by being between heaven and earth, he comes to a state that it comes from the Creator. And then, through such exercises, in every single state that the Creator arranges for him, he comes to agreements, to connection and adhesion to the Creator in every single state that comes to him, and this is how he comes to a state in which he truly begins to equalize with the Creator and to see how the Creator thinks, how he understands, how he feels. And this is how he enters coming closer to the Creator gradually in all 125 degrees, in all the states, Ibul, Yenika, and Mokhin, in each and every state. And this is how he.
What does it mean? How does the egoistic person think to himself how the Creator thinks and works accordingly?
No, by me in each and every state that I'm in, wanting to feel this state as coming from the Creator and accepting it as and receiving it heart and soul, above what I understand and above what I feel. Above what I understand is called above the mind, the mocha, and above what I feel is called above the heart, the liba. If I try in such a way to come to unite with the Creator, to adhere to the Creator as much as I'm capable, then it turns out that I slowly start to feel how I need to see the Creator as there, defining everywhere all these things upon me. So in all these states, I have later, I'll see that I have Ibul, Yenika, Mochin. I have, as long as I arrange, until I arrange myself such that all me, the ten sefirot of my soul, will be arranged such that they will be received and filled in the feeling of the Creator. And that's considered that I understand and feel that in this I attain the upper, the Creator. Because the Creator wants us to attain Him. So here we begin to already work on the degrees of attainment of the Creator. where I start in my work, I start potentially to do so, and in more and more states, I will acquire states, senses of what I need to change in order to grip onto it all coming from Him, from there's no one else besides Him, who is good that does good, and slowly, slowly, I will have more and more of a hold on Him, just like a baby that grows beside its mother more and more and understands her more, feels her more, holds on to her more. And this is how he this is how a person connects to the Creator and starts to understand Him. Questions, then we will continue. I am cautioning everyone. The topic is very complex. It's very new. It's misunderstood. You will be confused in it for a while, but each time you will get closer to it, because we are learning in faith above reason the approach, the only approach to perceiving the upper spiritual world. As it's written, you shall see your world in your lifetime, that we have to reach it while living here in the corporeal consciousness, that we do need to come to the perception of the upper reality of bestowal and love and the force of Bina above the force of Malchut.
Salt Lake City. Is this burden of the kingdom of heaven, the feeling of not being able to give to the ten but wanting to? That's my question.
No. The burden of the kingdom of heaven is that I take on what comes to me now, what is happening to me, in that this is the truth and that it comes to me from the Creator, and I have to relate to it such in such a way to all of reality in the quality of bestowal. In the quality of bestowal, in the quality of love, as if I am corrected, like the wisdom of Kabbalah explains it to me.
Focus group.
This ability to determine there's none else besides Him, how does it exactly relate to faith above reason?
Because I am deciding that there's none else besides Him, and therefore what I feel every given moment comes to me only from Him. And I need to accept it in an open manner, in agreement, in with love, in heart and soul, as if it's truth. As if there's $500 in the envelope, not $500, but $1,000.
So the whole perception of none else besides Him is above reason? It's not actually means that you perceive none else besides Him? What exactly is none else besides Him about here?
That every single state comes from the Creator. Every state is stabilized by the Creator.
So where is faith here? Where is faith above reason?
The fact that I'm taking this state as coming from the Creator only, and that He is good that does good, even though it doesn't seem to me that way.
Подскажите, вот вы сказали, что в нашей материальной жизни мы используем наш материальный разум и чувства. Вот, и в тот же момент мы говорим, что мы должны постоянно находиться в состоянии мира никого, кроме него, и это относительно или лучше знание.
You said we always use our mind. Can he repeat the question? He's asking, if someone, for instance, harms me during my work, how should I think, how should I respond with faith above reason? Yes, no.
I didn't exactly understand the question, but it seems to me that yes, in this lifetime, we use the force of reason in our feelings and intellect of what we have from birth, and I rely on them, on my mind and feelings, because, and that's how I work, I live. Whereas, in a spiritual degree, if I want to rise to it and define my spiritual life in parallel to this life, then I need to do an exercise in which I rise from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina. What does that mean? That I'm going now in the force of faith, in the force of faith, in the force of Bina, where everything I receive from the Creator, and no matter what appears to me as right or not, I accept it as coming only from the Creator. And that's how I continue.
If so, what's the difference between working in the group and working in the regular corporeal life? It's not exactly clear that I have to know that there's none else besides him and I have to work with faith above reason, but what's here in life?
In my work, in my regular life, I work with my feelings and my intellect. Whereas in my work in the group, I need to go not according to what I see, but according to what needs to be in a spiritual kli. As I relate to everyone with love, and that what appears to me in others as bad things, I need to see in that good things, and so on.
Good morning, Rav. Here's the question.
Eliminare niente, non dobbiamo cancellare niente.
We don't need to eliminate anything from our desires.
Desideri che sono in più rispetto a cibo, sesso e famiglia, che non sono necessari, no?
In our corporeal life, we basically have more than what we need for our corporeal survival.
Cosa dobbiamo fare con questi desideri? Devo, il lavoro qual è? Accettarli.
So, what do we need to do with these desires? Accept them.
We receive what we receive in our corporeal life as in corporeal life. We have no problem with that. When I go to the bank and want to withdraw money from my account, and they give me 1,000, then instead of 1,000 they give me 900, and I say it's 900, it's not 1,000. I don't believe the clerk there. I go according to my reason, according to my intellect. Whereas if we're going to rise to the upper degree of us, then we need to accept the reason of the upper one. We can't, like I'm doing right now, to rise to the next degree. I need to receive the feeling and senses above this sense to the next degree, and therefore we're given exercises in the group. So I will be able to receive the reasoning and the feelings of the upper one, and then we have exercises to do so all together. And we remain on our plane in the feeling and intellect that is corporeal, and also on the upper plane in the spiritual senses and feelings. And therefore I can talk to people of this world and understand them and feel them, and to be in trade with them and all kinds of things. And I can also be with my friends and with the Creator on a higher degree. Slowly, slowly, we'll get used to it.
In the work in the 10, between the existing state and the desired state, when I see the friends not corrected and I need to aspire to see them as corrected, my question is, do I raise it as a prayer, or I have an obligation to first correct my perception, then when I see that I can't, turn to the Creator?
You gently peel yourself from the corporeal state, you leave a copy of yourselves and raise yourself to the spiritual state. Whereas, although it seems to you that the state is not so good, you raise yourself to the spiritual state as if it's a great, excellent state, the end of correction. Truly so. That's considered that you're raising yourself to faith above reason, to Bina, which is above Malchut. That's it. And then you will see all the different manners of this game.
When you describe our action, that we need to do something, if I could have done it, I would already do it. So is that a prayer?
It's an action and a prayer. A prayer can only be under the condition that you start to work. It's like if a sack falls from your shoulder, then they'll help you with it. But if you just like that, just cry out, help me pick up this sack, then they won't help you. You need to start working, and then, as a result of that, ask, and things will.
How do I or we know what is the reason of the Creator besides what's written, if it is written? Yes, what is the knowledge of the Creator? What I get each and every moment is the reason of the Creator. This is what the Creator does to me each and every moment. I just have to accept that state with love and devotion. Thank you. PT7. Is acting as if I'm corrected is seeing the friends corrected? Yeah, exactly. It's how I check myself that I'm corrected if I see that the friends are corrected. Listen, everyone, he said something very beautiful and concise. If I see that the friends are corrected, it indicates that I am corrected. For now, Peter 1. Good morning, Rav. A question from Azerbaijan. In order to make an action of bestowal, do we need for that faith above reason as well? Of course, how can there be an action of bestowal and not reception? It's only if I work with the force of bestowal that is above my force of reception. That's how it needs to be. This is exactly the force of faith above reason, Bina above the Malchut, where Bina determines what to do.
Zeu. А есть от 5:31.
All right, we have PT 31. We are talking about exercises. How does the 10 know that it's exercising above reason? When it has
there's a feeling of where they are, and they critique this, whether their state is correct or not, and they raise themselves to a higher state. Or the Creator brings them a state in which they're quarreling, wanting to kill each other, and then they we need to accept upon ourselves this work. And everyone will receive it. Earlier or later, they will. Of course, now we see that it's not simple. Maybe we thought that we should battle against our egos. We don't need to battle against our egos. We need to go above it. Above it. In a higher degree above it. In Bina, not in Malchut. In faith. And not in reason. So it's a little different. This state will stabilize for us. Therefore, we're saying, for me, not for me, for what and why. There were all kinds of doubts and rejections that we have from this. That's clear. But nevertheless, gradually everyone will enter. In our generation, everyone who wants can already enter. As it's written, whoever has a concern in one's heart. And just as he writes, and even if I have no idea in the work, and I have no flavor, no taste in this work, nevertheless, I am willing to work, and this is how I attain the spiritual degree. I open my eyes, my internal eyes, the eyes of the intellect, the eyes of Bina, not the degree of Malchut. And then I begin to see the spiritual world. This happens. Let's say you didn't know what language, and then you're between people that talk and understand this language. Slowly, slowly, you grasp, you perceive, until you start incorporating in this language to control it somewhat, use it, and that's how we rise to another degree, to being on another level of perception of reality, of a connection to reality. And faith above reason, we connect with the Creator, with all of the internal reality. We start to see the forces that are in the world, past, present, and future, and we see every single thing transparently. Not this world, which is described inside our ego in a very flat way where you don't see anything, but truly with eyes open. We open our eyes. And that's how we.
What kind of work is without flavor and taste in the work?
It's exactly, it's like flavorless and senseless, that is called a spiritual degree, that you're not there. But how can you be in it? As you're like a baby that looks at the big ones, you want to understand, you want to feel, you don't understand what they're talking about. He looks at the big ones, are talking between them, and he kind of looks and doesn't understand and doesn't know. That's how you need to be. That's considered that you're rising to them, to faith above reason. That's what it is.
So I need to yearn to work without mind and heart?
Yes, and to receive the concepts and the feeling from above. Not just like that. Like in space. You're being given in place of your earthly senses and feelings. You're given spiritual ones, you know, godly ones.
And who do I take the example from for this work?
From the group.
I have to envision the group as those who do this kind of work?
Yes, certainly. They're certainly working in such a way, for sure. Even if they're still small, like the students of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. PT 21.
שאלה של חבר בעשירייה, האם חוץ מביטול תפילה...
A question of a friend from the 10. Besides annulment and prayer and integration, is there another work to enter faith above reason?
Yes, besides nullification, we have, in addition, prayer. Prayer for the Creator. For you to truly connect correctly to the Ten, and through the Ten you connect correctly to the Creator.
האם אדם כאשר הוא בתוך האגו, כלומר בתוך הדעת, יכול לקבל עול מלכות שמיים?
When a person is inside the ego, can he take the burden of the kingdom of heaven?
No, if he wants to rise above his ego to the reason of the group, the reason of the Creator, which is in the group, because I sit within my people, I dwell within my people, then he receives the reason of the God.
How does a person know that he's accepting it above reason? As a common person, I think I accept the burden of the kingdom of heaven, but
how
do I know?
You can say whatever you want, but when he truly accepts it, he receives it. He feels like he received it. Why? Because he forcefully disconnected from his reason and rose to the reason of the group. And in the group, connected with everyone and with the Creator who's in the group.
So a person has to feel it. You need to feel it.
Certainly. Certainly. Petah Tikva
29.
With regards to being above reason, does the ability depend only on integration in the ten? Does a prayer needs to be common?
No. One person is enough who's in the ten. You're right, we have a problem here. It's a very strong excerpt, but we can't scrutinize it this way. Dudi, read it again.
We'll read again, excerpt 19 from Shamari 8. What's the difference between a shade of Kedusha and a shade of Sidra Acha? Under its shadow, I coveted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. In other words, he says that all the concealments and afflictions he feels are because the Creator has sent him these states, so he would have a place for work above reason. When one has the strength to say this, that the Creator causes him all this, it is to one's benefit. This means that through this he can come to work in order to bestow, and not for his own sake.
Specifically because there is concealment, the Creator can arrange for you every single state that could be from one end to another, in all kinds of situations, no problem. Why did he choose specifically in such a way that you will feel that state in all the different matters in it? So that you will be able to, from this state, build the attitude towards him from concealment, like you realized, to concealment.
Then, at that time, one realizes, meaning he believes that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built entirely above reason. It follows that at that time one does not pray to the Creator that the shadows will flee from the world. Rather, he says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve him in this manner, entirely above reason. Thus, in everything he does, he says, the Creator certainly enjoys this work. So why should I care if I'm working in a state of concealment of the face? Because one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy. He feels no humiliation in this work, meaning a sensation that he's in a state of concealment of the face, that the Creator does not enjoy this work. Instead, one agrees to the leadership of the Creator. And he wants to stay in concealment because he understands that specifically in concealment he brings contentment to the Creator. Any more
other questions about this, please? This excerpt is very meaningful. Moscow 7.
Как жаждет тени Творца.
How to long for the shadow of the Creator, to be thirsty for it, like he writes here.
Yes, a person who wants to come to bestow to the Creator understands that you can bestow only out of the darkness, out of the concealment. Because if it weren't for the concealment, how could he bestow? It will be in order to receive. It will be in vessels of reception. However, later, when he has already acquired the forces to work from within the concealment, the Creator begins to be revealed to him in a manner that he's not concealing himself. But then the person has to create a masach that hides and conceals the Creator and builds an attitude towards the Creator above that. Meaning at first we work with vessels of bestowing in order to bestow, and then eventually receiving in order to bestow, which is completely different work, really not simple work. That's how it is. Well, we will get there. It's not a problem. Just some patience.
Me preguntan si decimos que el creador es quien nos controla, entonces es él quien nos hace ir por sobre la razón.
If the Creator is in control, is he also causing us to work above the desire? And if so, what's the work on our part?
Yes, the work on our behalf. Attributing everything that we have to the Creator, first of all. That's the work on our behalf, the first one.
Again?
The force of yearning, is this what awakens the light that develops the recognition of evil?
The force of yearning says nothing. When I yearn for something, it depends on what am I yearning for. To open up the revelation of evil, that's a great problem. I can't do it by myself, because if I'm in my ego, I won't be able to open up to myself the recognition of evil. Since I've no foundation, no basis for it, why do I need it? Only on the condition that I feel a certain harm, some great loss, then I awaken the force of the light to show me why did I reach this loss. Then it shines to me and it gives me the recognition of evil. That's how it is.
Continue Dror's question. The excerpts team sent us something about egoism by Bala Sulam. The measure of egoism that it is imprinted in every created being is necessary for its existence, without which it would not exist in and of itself. Nonetheless, this should not contradict the measure of altruism in a person, only that there is a need to place a very clear boundary between the two. The law of egoism has to be kept to its full extent, but only where it has to do with meeting our basic needs and everything that has to do with our surplus. This we concede in favor of others.
Is that okay, Dror? Think about it. Send it to him.
Be'er Sheva.
Shumim?
Ken?
If we identify uncorrected relationships with the environment and so on, do we have to ask for these relations to be corrected?
Well, I have to connect with the environment, with a group, with the whole world, with all the worlds, all of reality. It's all me inside my kli. So ultimately there will be no difference between one end of reality to the other. It's all connected to me, it's all tied to me, it's all me. This is how it has to be eventually. So the more we feel it, try to feel it, imagine it to ourselves, it will be easy.
Morning World Clean. From what I understand, we get the concealments from the Creator, and it's like a movie projected by the Creator. This is a state that can be felt as a kind of dead end, as purposelessness. How can we find our compass in this state?
When I feel concealment, darkness, helplessness, lack of understanding, I need to say, feel it, or tell myself at least that the Creator is giving me this, so I would rise above it, so I would take it as the correct direction towards spirituality, where although I don't feel, I understand, I'm confused, all of that stuff, I need to accept it as a spiritual parameter. And this, in spite of this concealment, through it I need to try to connect to the Creator. This concealment is there between us because I don't have vessels of bestowal. I did not bring vessels of faith. But once I try to reach Him with faith, I touch Him. I cut through this concealment and I'm adhered to Him. Hence, this concealment is for me, for my own benefit. Purpose of the wisdom of Kabbalah to show us the way.
So the altruist are these.
Altruism is when we relate to one another in such a way that we want to make ourselves into a system, integral system, beautiful, nicely connected, where everyone works for the sake of everyone else. This is what we consider true communism.
And those engaged in the wisdom of Kabbalah, how do you call them? Those that study the wisdom.
I call them Kabbalists. Because they acquire the revelation of the Creator and they disseminate it to everyone, spread it. That's it. Good.
Can eat free. Or the focus group.
Oh, it's the focus group? I'm not sure what's happening there today. With these, you know, all this confusing names and numbers.
In the last generation, a developed person should be appreciated by society? Should he be appreciated by society?
A developed person should be appreciated by society? Why? Why? So he would be an example to others. That look what he's writing here. Look. Everyone. He says, you have a possibility of being inside the nature of this world, and then whatever comes over you, that's how you're going to roll with it and develop. This is called Eito, and it's time. This is the steamroller of development that is passing over you, pushing you cruelly forward against your own desire, but it's doing it. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, you have the possibility to take your development into your own hands, your destiny, instead of the Creator, instead of the upper force, take it and do it. Advance yourself forward in the pace and in the way you want. Go ahead. Everything is before you. This is called the path of Achishena, accelerated time. This is possible. These two forms are before you, either the governance of the land or the governance of the heavens. It's up to you. Everything is laid out before you. You understand that it doesn't matter. Someone who is smart, someone who is stupid, someone who is weak, someone who is strong, someone old or someone young. Each and every one has the possibility to advance himself, to bring himself to the end of correction in as fast a way as possible and whole. Only change the natural form of development with the supernatural form of development.
It's about what you explained before. I'd like you to explain what is good explanation. What are you demanding from the explanation and from the one explaining?
I demand of the explanation that a person who works in it knows how to get into the heart of someone he's trying to explain something to and place his pipeline into it like a line in a circle and push the force of life into his heart, the awakening, the upper force. And then a person will awaken and understand that, oh, I got